It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio. A look at the growing marijuana industry in Alaska. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And now, The Buzz.
Hey, that's us. Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFIRadio.com. Sponsored by Tanana Herb Company. I'm your co-host, Joe Hatchie, and joined... Sitting next to me is my brother, co-host, and business partner, Sam Hatchie.
Hey, brother. Thanks for the introduction. I appreciate that. You're so kind. We have the legendary John Fake It Till You Make It Bannister in the studio today.
Hey. Yay!
Thanks for having me, fellas.
We were joking about the Fake It Till You Make It. That's so funny, though.
Hey, that's life. That's life every day.
Yeah.
But, John is our general manager here at the big shop.
I do want to point out, though, you always make it. So I don't know if you're ever really faking it.
Well, yeah, I don't let the failures always be noticed as much as they are. But there is more failures than there ever is success. And I guess that's how you succeed sometimes.
Oh, I like it.
Well,
like
if they're easy to hide, right, then they're not very big in the first place.
Yeah, mistakes. Self perspective, right?
Yeah, and if you take failure as keep moving forward, you know, even when you fail, you keep moving forward. So, you know, sometimes failures are not necessarily failures if you keep that drive going.
Yeah, you fail forward.
Yeah. No matter what, no matter what.
Yeah, that's kind of been our modus operandi for all these years and all these different hurdles we've had to overcome. It's just, you know, one more thing, just keep grinding away.
Yeah, every day I'd wake up and, you know, it's kind of to see what life deals you, what hand it deals you, and keep going on. I know in my life, every day's a challenge, and you never know what's going to happen. So you just got to take a deep breath and one foot forward and keep moving forward.
Well, you had to just sling a bunch of dog food this morning.
Yes. Yeah, I like to hustle. So, I am a distributor throughout Alaska with Nookshuk Dog Food, and... the logistics of Alaska with, I think, any industry is a nightmare. And so, especially in the weed, the cannabis industry for us, especially at Tana, I mean, every company deals with it. It's just, there's only a few ways to get it here. Shipping rates these days are obnoxious, cost more than the items you're buying most of the time.
Yeah, there's no free shipping Amazon.
Other than Amazon, you know, other than Amazon. But so dog food.
Dog food. So how do people get a hold of you if they want to feed their dogs the most legendary dog food on the planet?
You can give me a call, and you can find us on the, you can find a phone number on the website.
Okay. What's the website?
Nookshukak.com.
How do you spell that?
Oh, geez. I-N-U-K-S-H-U-K.
Nice.
And, you order on there. If you're in Fairbanks, once I see your order placed, I usually just meet you somewhere. And if you're in the Valley in Anchorage, after you order online, I reach out to you and set up pickup times and delivery options for you.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, you raised German Drothars, and that is an exceptional dog food. And we're hunting buddies, and I appreciate you treating your dog so well. They just relentlessly run in that water and get the ducks.
I breed the dogs, so I thought I'd sell the shovels instead of the gold. And now I don't know which one's working out, but I keep doing both of them. So. Moving forward.
Man of many, many hats. I love it. So how did you get involved with the cannabis industry up here in Alaska in the first place?
We'll see. Long story short, I got involved into early 2000s in Colorado. Obviously, cannabis was just becoming legal there then. Mm-hmm. It already become legal medically in California. And through a group of people, growers and stuff like that, I eventually ended up in California, helped run a few farms out there, managing people and distributing and just setting up food and things like that. And then after moving to Alaska and the cannabis industry going legal, we started a trimming company, Big Leaf Alaska, or it was kind of a temp agency. Eventually Tana Herb, I think you guys hired us pretty quick off the bat there. I mean, not too far into
second harvest, I think we started messing around. Yeah. I was panicky. I was looking at all the weed we took down, and I'm looking at Myler and Dimitri and Joe, and we were just like,
long night. lights. Here we go.
Hey, John, you bring some people over, help us trim.
Trim all this.
Yeah, back then I ran the crews. That's when, you know, I was a guy standing at the front of the table with the trimmers, and we actually started Big Leaf. I started that company not knowing what to really expect. No trimmers at all.
Mm-hmm.
We got our first call from a cannabis company. I hired everybody over the phone the night before. Never meeting any of them. Walked into that first job with five people. I had no clue who they even were. And we got it done. We got it done. And, being Alaska new, it was not necessarily what I'd seen a lot of in the lower 48. Just different systems, smaller. Different tactics up here. And so it was interesting getting into it in the beginning and all, you know, some of the lack of rules and then some of the overruling. And
And everybody was, baking a cake, but they had different ingredients and different standards. And just what were some of the things that you're running into when you're, moving a bunch of people around to different gardens kind of in the beginning there?
Well, again, logistics is a nightmare in Alaska. Either people live far out of town or some of these bigger operations that did need the most help were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And, just getting everybody, whether they had a car to make it or they got stuck in the ditch or they, that seemed to be the biggest hurdle was getting people to the locations and enough people to help manage because there was only one of me. So back then I ran crews and eventually we, branched out and we're helping other people and just logistically having to drive across Fairbanks to five or six different places, even though each one's only a few miles out of town, was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
When your job site changes every single day, it's kind of a...
Or even the ongoing ones, and then you got five or six people at this one and you need five or six here, and then it started to add up, who was coming, who was staying, and we ended up with 60 people there, I think, at the height of it all.
Wow.
And I never messed with reaching outside of Fairbanks. We tried it, but I realized real quick off the bat that, logistically, there's no people. You have people camping and stuff. You can't drive 2 hours and help like in the lower 48. So we stayed close and,
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM and live at KFARradio.com.
And if you go online and you click on the shop and you look at our swag, we have a promo code up, Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, for 10% off.
And that's at TannerHerbCompany.com, spelled out.
And we're sitting here with John Bannister, you have so many titles. I look at you, I think he's just like a hunt buddy, watching your girls grow up over the years, but you are paramount to the Tananaw Herb Company. You are the general manager and running around. You said that your high point, you had 60 people working with Big Leaf. We have 40, 45 people working here at Tananaw. What's that like?
Now it's two different beasts, kind of. With Big Leaf, it was a little different. I never had 65 people in one operation all at one time going like every day of the week. We had 65 employees. That didn't mean everybody was in operation or every day actively working. It's a lot of people. It's like, seeing 45 people every day. And no matter what, you got to keep a good attitude about it. And really nothing can ever let you down. And, you're only human, so that all of that only goes so far. But, it's pretty awesome to be able to go through all the diversity of all the people we got every day. And everybody's got different life situations going on. And every situation's different that you encounter, and every person's different. And so the challenge for me every day is all those encounters and dealing with them and helping people deal with them and getting through it all with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because used to have a whole bunch of different places to manage, to move people from one place to the other, and now you have essentially one. But I mean, we still have the small shop running, so we still need prune crews over there and harvest crews and things like that. So it gives you a little bit of the old school feel, I guess.
Yeah, very fortunate to have Matt Seeberger, who's garden
guru master,
cultivation manager, and he does a lot of that coordination for me.
Shout out to Matt.
It's just I'm a middleman a lot of times for these decisions, so it's just fast tracking. What do we need to do? Yep, that sounds good, let's get her done.
Because most of the time they've already thought through the whole thing, and bringing you the answer that they want you to to come to conclusion.
People over the years get good at figuring out how to verbally put it so they get what they want.
Yeah.
You know, and timing. Uh-huh. And, you know, it is all about timing. You know, everything's about timing a lot in communication, especially, you know, so, you know, department managers, departments wants things, and they've learned when to do that and get what they want. And, you know, Matt Seeberger and me have worked together for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Couple different businesses. He had worked for Big Leaf there for a little bit, and so we have a pretty good relationship, and so it works out well.
And I remember back in the day when we had a couple of employees, and then you kept bringing good people in, right, to the small shop, and we're like, man, we need this person like long term. But we couldn't really afford it back then.
Yeah.
You know?
So. And that's where I was so curious about the Big Leaf staffing, because it really filled that niche. Because of the cycle most gardens run on, it's, you know, roughly a 2-month cycle. And if you have a smaller garden, like our first shop, you've got 2 flowering rooms and you flip them at the same time. And then, you know, you have kind of just quiet before the storm. You know, during the growth cycle, you got to prune, you got to do some things, you got to clean, you know. But really, all that mass amount of labor is needed right there at the end of the harvest. And so, you know, Joe and I could run that shop, you know, all throughout the harvest time, or without, you know, not harvesting, you know, with the day to day, with the watering and the pruning and everything. But like, 2 guys can't take that out. You know, we need 10 people to take it out in a couple of days. And the way that the regs were created, AMCO's working on something to stretch it, I think 48 hours over the same day. It was all just within a 24-hour period of one harvest batch. So if I had a whole room of Cinderella and it took me, you know, 3 or 4 days to pull it out, then all of those harvest batches have to be individually kept separate, tracked, and tested and sold separately, instead of if I could just take it all out in one and then I just send my test samples out, you know, the 10-pound lot, but it wouldn't be so different and delineated in the system. It'd be one big batch that I would just pull samples from, instead of 4 batches that I have to pull separate samples from, and then I may have 2 package tags because I have 12 pounds and blah blah blah. You know, it gets kind of crazy. So having such a large staff now, 45 people we have so many departments and department heads and things. You want to speak a little bit about the varied types of personalities and people that you know, make us successful? Because you know, we have everybody from admin to design to process to garden crew to manufacturing, retail. One of the things that I never thought we would have done if we would have talked about it 7 years ago is really have a retail. We always just kind of wanted to grow weed, you know.
Stick to what you're good at was always our motto, you know.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about that, I got involved with this not because I like growing weed, but because I found somebody with a need back in the day, and those need were growers.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, they lived in their house. They never left because they didn't have the systems to support it back there leaving, you know, the whole crop. You lose your whole crop, so they don't do that. And then they got to cut it down themselves, and they never wanted to do that. So right off the bat, I run into people didn't like trimming either, so...
Yeah. Because a lot of the hard work comes after the harvest.
Yeah. Post-harvest. Yeah.
But
processing.
These guys, they're so fed up with growing it, they don't want to cut it down, and they don't want to get rid of it. You know, especially in the places where people lived out of town in Colorado and stuff. It's not like living in the city. And so...
Well, we have a few plants at the house that we use for a little personal smoke or run random seeds people give me, you know, and like none of that's trimmed. We harvest and dry it, and then we shove it in a turkey bag. I don't want to trim it. Like,
and I was always competitive, so I said, you know, well, you got 5 guys over here that's kind of moaning about doing this, taking you 2 days. I'll come in and do it all myself in 1/2 a day, and I want all that. And that worked. that method worked out for me very well. And so, you know,
you can kind of draw the line between like a rough carpenter and a finished carpenter. Like the rough carpenter doesn't want to do the molding. Doesn't want to do the finish work, just wants to throw it up, frame it, move on, right?
Yep. And then the finish guy comes in.
And I was good at it, so, you know, the first farm I hit in California, the farmer next door neighbor said, how are you doing all this? And then, you know, up the road I went, and so, you know, it was always very obnoxious.
That's
but
funny.
Here we are.
Right before break, just want to remind people again, we have a TanninHerbCompany.com. Check us out, shop some swag. 10% off using the promo code BUZZ. And then John, before there, put something in my ear. Anybody out there in Radio Land want to share a story about the cannabis industry or a small business or anything anywhere about anything, send me an email, please, at sam@tanninherbcompany.com. We'd love to have you as a guest, and, you know, sounds like fun.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Random people.
Yeah, that's right.
The Buzz will return on KFAR Radio right after this word from our sponsors.
Great deals all week at the Tin and Aught Herb Company. Munchy Mondays with 15% off all edibles. Train Wreck Tuesdays get you $20 six-pack boxes. Don't miss Thirsty Thursdays, 100 milligram hash-aid drinks for just $20. Funky Friday with Bongo half off. How about Shatter Saturdays? Gets you 20% off Frogman and Choice Extracts. Sunday Funday, you'll find Old Deli strains for just $10 a gram. Only at the Tin and Aught Herb Company's all-new retail store. From cultivation to manufacturing to retail. All under one giant 50,000 square foot roof. That's Tin and Aught Herb Company. Open 7 days a week off Wells Street. License number 14467. Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or heavy machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM and live at KFARradio.com. We're with John Bannister and Sam Hatchie.
What's up, Joe? How you doing? Thanks for coming back from the break there. We were just hobnobbing and joking during the break and sitting here with John Bannister. We talked a little bit about the retail and the front-facing side of the industry. Want to talk a little bit about that and kind of how that's kind of shaped out? And I've been really interested about people's buying habits, you know, because when we originally talked about the retail and the product type of products we wanted to offer, me and my closed-minded self only wanted to really offer like a limited menu and a couple of items that were the best and a reasonable price. And like, you know, this is the way I would want to shop. I go to a spot and I get the thing. But apparently that's not how everybody shops.
No, you gotta have one of everything.
Well, yeah. I think the good thing about the team that we have with me and the owners group is a lot of times, you know, one of us plays devil's advocate on the other one. So Sam, I think thinking of it a different way, just as what the atmosphere he wanted to create was versus what I wanted to set up was. And we do a good job of compromising after all the years. And so, you know, we all met in the middle, but slowly it started turning to, but, you know, more and more items, just realizing that if you didn't have something for everybody that came in, you know, you weren't really able to service the community like you wanted to. Yeah. And so the customer's kind of always right mentality, you know, especially for the locals. If you got a guy that's coming by every day and you don't have what he wants, well, it doesn't really do him any good to keep coming. So we started slowly getting all those items and requests that people wanted. Mm-hmm. And I think we've done a good job with the items that we got. You know, there's every store is kind of different with the clientele you have due to locations and things like that. And we've honed in pretty well on the things that people want. Are some of our deal days have
Tuesdays.
Really, Tuesdays or six pack Tuesday.
They busiest go from, day of the week, man.
They go from $30 down to $20, and the people just can't get enough of them. It's a great deal, and you get a nice box.
I feel like Wednesday was our busiest day of the week. Last week.
There's a lot of people.
Tuesday was busy.
There's a lot of people coming through the store. We try to stay pretty competitive with everybody. Within what, you know, certain margins of operating. But, you know, we were here, I think our original goal and why I joined this group was the original goal was to get people affordable, great cannabis, you know, and that's what we were all a part of before we got into the legal industry. And we've never left that mentality for our end result.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, most growers started growing because they like to smoke weed and share it with their friends, you know, and that kind of mentality just carries over. And adding great new products that we got a manufacturing going, we were joking during the break, it's just barely getting off of the ground, maybe like 2 years into it. We have some new products coming out, some live rosin cartridges, vape stuff. We have live rosin hard concentrates. We have full extract cannabis oils. We made some sugar wax. It's quite amazing, if I must say so myself.
These are all small batches, so if you come in and we're out of them, we apologize. Picture that bush plane. It's just kind of getting bumpy just right above the treetops right now. So what the joke was earlier. But the guy's got some good stuff coming out of there for sure.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of that. And Zach, it's a big shout out to Zach over there. And Seaburger's got a good hand in trying to figure all of that out. And we've just been having a good time, you know, sciencing it up. I like science. That's why I got in the cannabis industry and really has retained my interest this whole time. It's really kind of interesting. It's a rabbit hole, right? A garden, thinking about vapor pressure deficits. And we had a great guest the other day, Jonathan Guest from Guest Services. And he had a great spiel about just data points in a garden and throwing a scientific approach to everything that we do and managing the inputs and trying to get a desired outcome. I think it's kind of fun. We do a pretty good job there. But
go from house growers or basement growers to commercial.
And scalability.
Yeah. I wish we could keep the fact that we didn't pay taxes. That'd be so
nice. So that's a good question for you, though, John. You did a lot of black market, gray market, whatever market stuff, you know, in other places and things. The scalability when it comes to the commercialization, and if you look at a company like Tanana, we got 250 lights and we harvest every week anywhere from 60 to 75 rough pounds. And what we're looking at expansion and adding another 6 rooms there coming on, and which is going to be kind of crazy. What are some things you're maybe looking forward to or just looking out for, you know, as we start to continue to build and expand?
You know, I think one of the big transitions we're going to make over the years is evolving to automation and a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keeping up with the market in between needing the labor and finding the labor and being able to switch to that automation to keep up with demand once we expand our garden. And where we want to head and the end goal of the garden is just being able to, you know, process all that and get it sold in a timely manner was going to be a huge factor. And that's all in it. You know, my experience, whether it was the medical and outdoor in California or Colorado, that's always been the issue. You can grow 100 plants that all weigh however many pounds you want. But can you cut them down, get it dried, and get it somewhere before it all goes bad, you know? And that is how I got into this whole thing was that right there. And that's the challenge, you know, every day it's a challenge, whether it's the garden department having issues or the sales or everything. And it's using everybody for who they are to get that job done.
Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM and live at KFARadio.com.
You bring a good point about a perishable product. You know, the plant itself has a linear lifespan. It's ready to be harvested at a certain point. Then the real work post-harvesting process starts, and your liability really starts at that point too, when your weed starts to dry and making sure it's mold-free and pest-free and clean and the right moisture content and then processed and cured in the correct amount of time. That's just one of the unique things about the cannabis industry, the cannabis itself, is that it is a perishable product, you know, and that you kind of have just like a stopwatch.
No, it's no different than any other farming, though.
Yeah.
And harvest is a harvest, whether it's wheat or barley or corn or anything like that. Everything's got that growth life, and then it's ready to harvest. And, you know, we run a guide outfitter company out of Delta, Swamp Dog Alaska. You can check us out at swampdogalaska.com.
Highly recommend.
But, you know, we watch the farmers down there, and they got a certain time from when that stuff ripes, and they got to get that barley and that wheat out of the ground before the snows come, and or, you know, this season it rained and that just really held them up from getting a lot of their harvest. Mm-hmm. And that's no different. We're indoors, so we have that security that we don't have to worry about what the weather's doing. We predict that ourselves, but that's always the case. And where we're at now, we do a very good job. But one day when we got 22 rooms.
Oh. It's going to be a lot.
As long as that coal plant keeps firing, we'll be good.
We'll be their own coal plant.
Oh, I know. One of those turbine generators.
Yeah. That'll be in like 2045 or something.
Or like a mini nuke. I'll take one of those.
Oh, a little suitcase nuclear power plant?
Yeah.
Straight from Allison. Or
yeah, hook me up.
Yeah, anybody over at Allison.
Pearson's trying to get that solar panel projects going. You know, we can take some solar. Yeah, it's what did Elon Musk say? It's 3 kilowatts per square meter of sun energy. Like, that's what the sun produces. And we did the math once of how many solar panels we would need to run our garden, you know, just with the ground floor. And we need like 12 rooftops for our building to run it. And we're looking at LEDs now, you know, because of the LED technology, and all of our new rooms are going to be LEDs. We're going to slowly start turning them over. You know, they're really only a 75% roughly usage of the 100% of the HPS, a few thousand watts. They run at 750 watts. And a watt is a watt is a watt. You know, so the reduction from those are not that dramatic as we like to see. You know, it's less heat and less HVAC and things. But I'd be curious to see how this industry kind of moves forward with the power and everything. But I don't think Usabelli is closing anytime soon.
No, in the short time that this industry's really been in the light, I mean, the technology that's come out is, it took it a second, but it's there. But they didn't have the technology before because we weren't allowed to have it. You know, we couldn't do commercially. So how could you ever?
Yeah, there wasn't a market for it.
No, like, so there was the Twister was the first machine to come out, and I remember those guys trying to get them from medical in California and FBI background checks and all of that, because they're buying a machine that can process X amount of pounds of weed. You know, uh-huh. These guys are bringing down, you know, almost half a metric tons in some of those places. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was just mid-2000s.
Yeah, not too long ago.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So you got any words of wisdom for the radio land out there? Manage people, swamp dogs, nookshook. Man, you got so many things going on.
Buddy.
What's up?
Just take it easy every day. Yeah. Nothing's ever worth getting. Your feathers all ruffled up, and deep breath and one step forward, and always keep hustling.
Keep hustling. Yeah, I like that. Positive attitude. Well, I know why we worked together for so many years. We wanted to kill each other back in the day, though. I'll tell you that.
We've
just like
good.
Brother.
We've done good.
We just had to get through some growing pains.
It happens.
It has not been easy. It's not been easy, but we've all come a long ways. We've got a long ways to go, and every day gets better.
Oh, yeah. Super excited. This next year is going to be banging for Tanner Herb Company. Check us out online at tannerherbcompany.com. Yeah, we have a promo code up there for some swag, 10% off. It's Buzz, B-U-Z-Z. We don't really make a margin on there. That's pretty much cost for it. So check it out. Chad's a great designer. We have some awesome gear.
Thank you, everybody, for sharing your Saturday with us. This has been another episode of The Buzz. To listen to past episodes, go on kfarradio.com in the archive section. To find out more information about us, go to tannerherbcompany.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up with Health Doc with Dr. Scott Looper.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at kfarradio.com. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company on Well Street. License number 14467. To listen back to this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the KFAR website. This has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active and KFAR Radio.